This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain's top diplomat flew Wednesday to Moscow seeking to defuse tensions raised by Russia's military buildup near Ukraine and warning that an invasion would bring, quote, massive consequences for all involved. She said, Russia has a choice here. We strongly encourage them to engage, de-escalate, and choose the path of diplomacy, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said, ahead of departing on the first visit to Moscow by the Britain's top envoy in more than 4 years. Russia has massed over 100,000 troops near Ukraine's borders and has launched military maneuvers in the region, but says it has no plans to invade its neighbor. It wants guarantees from the West that NATO will not allow Ukraine and other former Soviet nations as members, that the alliance halt weapon deployments there, and that it roll back its forces from Eastern Europe. The U.S. and NATO flatly reject these demands. Western nations say they will impose their toughest ever sanctions on Russian businesses and individuals if Moscow invades Ukraine. Truss urged Moscow to abide by its international agreements that commit it to respect Ukraine's independence and sovereignty. Western leaders in recent weeks have engaged in multiple rounds of high-stakes diplomacy in hopes of de-escalating the crisis. French President Emmanuel Macron held over 5 hours of talks Monday with President Vladimir Putin in Moscow before meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev the next day. Macron said Putin told him he would not initiate an escalation, but also acknowledged that it will take time to find a diplomatic solution to the biggest security crisis between Russia and the West since the Cold War. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canadian police threatened Wednesday to arrest trucker-led protesters who have shut down central Ottawa and disrupted cross-border trade in anger at COVID health rules, as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau slammed the movement as unacceptable. Addressing the House of Commons as the protest hit the two-week mark, Trudeau warned trucker blockades of two key bridges connecting Canada with the United States were threatening the country's economic recovery from the pandemic. Hundreds of big rig trucks are now paralyzing the streets of downtown Ottawa, with the mayor calling the situation out of control and declaring a state of emergency. The so-called Freedom Convoy began in January in Western Canada, launched in anger at requirements that truckers either be vaccinated or test and isolate when crossing the U.S.-Canadian border. But the movement has morphed into a broader protest against COVID-related restrictions and Trudeau's Liberal government and put a spotlight on pandemic curbs around the world. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Wednesday the EU would increase spending to boost vaccinations in African states, which are lagging behind despite having received COVID-19 vaccine supplies. African nations have begun their vaccine rollouts much later than wealthier states, which secured the limited doses initially available from late 2020. But in recent months, supplies have increased exponentially, and many states are facing difficulties in absorbing them, with some countries, such as Congo and Burundi, having used less than 20% of available doses, according to figures from Gavi, a nonprofit global vaccine alignment. Von der Leyen said at a conference in Senegal the EU would spend 125 million euros to help countries train medical staff and administer doses, in addition to the 300 million euros already committed for this purpose by the EU and its states. Salal Abdeslam, a self-avowed Islamic State combatant, told the court on Wednesday that he had backed out of detonating his explosive vest during the jihadist rampage across Paris in November 2015 that killed 130 people. The French national of Moroccan origin said he pledged allegiance to the Islamic State 48 hours before the Paris attacks, the deadliest in post-war France, but that he'd harmed no one. Investigators believe Abdeslam is the lone surviving member of the Islamist commando that carried out the synchronized gun and bomb attacks on 6 restaurants and bars, the Bataclan concert hall, and a national soccer stadium. They allege his vest failed to detonate, and hours later he fled the French capital. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.